Okay, I'd like to tell you a story this morning about some animals that I don't really like very much. They're called spiders. Do you like spiders? You do? Well, I don't. But these are special little spiders, and I brought two of them along today. Okay, they don't really look like real ones, you think? Okay, Cameron, would you like to hold one? Yeah. Now hold them up so everyone can see, because there's some people over there that might like to see them. Well, these two spiders, they were very good at making spiders' webs. That's what spiders do, and they do it very well, as most mothers would know. And these spiders, they built their spiders' webs in all the nice places in the house, you know, under the chairs and up in the corners of the room and all over the place. And the poor mother spent her time running around with the duster. And I'm sure all mothers have one of these. And if you look hard, you'll see that there's some nice spiders' webs on here. You see, I've been busy in my house. And so as quick as these poor old spiders would build their webs, the woman would come along and she'd dust them all down. And, of course, the poor old spider had to build another web. Well, they were getting a bit sick of this. You know, it was hard work building these webs. As quick as they'd build them, she'd come along and dust them away. And they thought, well, this is just no good. We're going to have to do something about this. So they knew that a little way away lived a very wise man. Now, I'm going to look like a wise man. I hope. Here I am. I'm a wise man now. And these spiders, they came up to the wise man and they said, look, we've got a bit of a problem because we keep building our webs in this house. It's our house, you know. And this woman, she keeps dusting them away. What are we going to do? And the wise man said, well, you know, it's not really your house at all. Have you ever thought about that? Oh, they were a bit put out by that. They said, what do you mean? And the wise man said something very important. He said, well, you know, spiders, God didn't make you to live in a house. He made you to live out in a garden where you can build a lovely big web and nobody's going to knock it down, because that's where God wanted you to build your web. So he said, I suggest that you move out of the house and you try building your web outside and see what happens. Well, they thought, oh, well, I suppose that's all right. So they went outside. Do you want to just go over there now and pretend that you're out in the garden? So they went outside to the garden, and in this garden were some beautiful flowers. It was a really nice kept garden, so we need some flowers now. Here you go, you be the garden. There you go, you go over there. So in this garden where the flowers were, the spiders decided to build a lovely big web. Here it is. Who's going to hold the web? You go over there by the flowers and hold the web, okay? So in the middle of these flowers, they built this beautiful, great big web. Oh, they were very, very proud of this web. And there it stood. And they thought, now we'll see what happens. And you know, pretty soon, Dad came home from work. And just as he walked by the garden, he saw this beautiful spider's web and he said, my goodness, those spiders are clever. Fancy being able to build such a beautiful web. And then he went inside and the spiders thought, oh, this is pretty good. And a little while later, the mother decided she'd go out and water the flowers. So she went outside and as she was watering the flowers, she saw this beautiful web and she said, oh my goodness, aren't those spiders clever? Oh, I wish I could do something as clever as that. Fancy being able to make the thread so fine and beautiful. Oh, the spiders were feeling very, very proud by now. Well, the next morning, the boys and girls who lived in the house had to go to school. And they got up nice and early, and there were still lots of little dewdrops. And some of those dewdrops were on the spider's web. And you know what happens when the sun shines on a dewdrop? It looks very pretty, doesn't it? And the boys and girls, they went past the spider's web and they saw all these beautiful little dewdrops on it. And they said, oh, isn't that beautiful? Look at the lovely colours there. My, those spiders are so clever. And off they went to school. Well, pretty came by our friend the wise man, and he said to the spiders, you see, spiders,
I told you that if you went to the place where God wanted you to be and did what he gave you the gift to do, that is to build lovely spider's web, then people will notice you. And they thought, yeah, that's right. The problem was we were in the wrong place. We were trying to build our webs in there when really this was where God wanted us to build our webs. And you know, boys and girls, God has given each one of us a special gift. We can't make spiders' webs because we're not spiders. But he's given each one of us and all the adults out there, he's given us all a special gift. And all he asks of us is that we use it. That we be like the spiders and build our webs. That we do the things that he's given us to do to the very best of our ability. And that means whether we're at home or at school or at work or wherever it is. So I hope maybe next time you see a spider's web, that you'll think about the special gift that God has given to you. Maybe it's just a smile. That's a pretty important thing to make people feel welcome. So you see if you can practice the special gift that God has given you.